shut that juice off. Okay, let's make sure we're dead.
A group of cattle are standing with their backs to the wind and munching on corn stalks as they watch Mark Tattigan fix the electric fence that keeps them from roaming away. Like the nearby Republican River, the fence isn't worth much if there's no current.
See, that's putting out 7 amps. That's a hot fence. So we're good.
Tattigan farms wheat, corn, and soybeans near the small town of Clifton in north-central Kansas. About three-quarters of his farmland is irrigated, and he counts on the river for water. But if the river stays low like it is now, Kansas law will require him to use much less.
That restriction on what we can pump is probably going to cost us this year about $500 an acre. So if you take, like, we're standing out here under this pivot right now that covers 120 acres. That restriction on that one well alone would be around $60,000.
It's the same issue up and down the Republican from Colorado through Nebraska and Kansas. Water feeds the farm economy. Irrigated fields raise more valuable crops. Local businesses sell more seed and fertilizer. The price of land goes up. The three states divided the Republican 70 years ago. But in 1943, there were only about 30,000 acres of irrigated land in the river basin. Now, there's closer to 3 million. That's why Tattigan says when it gets dry, the states get protective.
Kansas says, wait a minute, we don't think we're getting our fair share of water. And Nebraska said, well, yes, you are. And, of course, we couldn't come to an agreement on that, and so then we had the lawsuit.
In a case headed for the Supreme Court, Nebraska admits to using more than their share of water during drought years in the mid-2000s. To make up for it, Kansas officials want the court to force Nebraska to permanently stop irrigation on thousands of acres. But Nebraska argues that would be overkill because they're already putting in new limits on water use.
This could be a genuine test, yes.
Mike Jess is the former director of Nebraska's Department of Natural Resources. After the driest year on record, he says Nebraska needs to prove its case.
If Nebraska misses the mark by a wide margin, I suppose it's entirely possible that Kansas will be back knocking on the door of the Supreme Court.
The drought was a disaster for the Republican River and its reservoirs. Stretches of the river ran dry. The water level plummeted here at Harlan County Lake, the river's main reservoir in Nebraska. And it's still low. You can tell the ice is down below the beach that I'm walking on. You can see the white line on the rocky dam where the water is supposed to be. Right now, there's a little more than half of the amount of water that was in this lake this time last year.
We certainly don't want to see that again.
That's Jasper Fanning, manager of the Upper Republican Natural Resources District in southwestern Nebraska. To save water, his district has taken some land off of irrigation and has proposed cuts for everyone else. It also built a controversial new pipeline to put water back in the river in dry years. The $12 million Rock Creek project will pull water from an underground aquifer and dump it in the creek where it can eventually flow on to Kansas and keep Nebraska in the clear.
We can operate it at about 12,500 gallons a minute.
And Fanning says the plan is to pump more than 3 billion gallons through the pipeline this year. A group of Nebraska irrigators is suing the state for approving the Rock Creek project and a larger one near North Platte. Their argument is similar to Kansas. They claim when the aquifer is overused, water is pulled away from the river and their irrigation canals. They think the pipeline is an unsustainable answer, but Fanning says that depends on what you're trying to sustain.
The difference is if we shut down 26,000 acres, that's roughly $13 million of direct economic hardship in these times on those individuals that own those wells.
Back by Clifton, Kansas, Mark Tattigan knows what his upstream neighbors in Nebraska are fighting for.
It's not a good deal for those folks up there. They've put in those systems, the irrigation systems and whatnot, depending on that water. It would be a curtailment for them or a loss for them, but only to the point that they're giving us our fair share.
No doubt you could hear the same thing on the other side of the border. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.